You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week Art and Soul focuses on the art of well-being. Being well-balanced, self-aware, using emotional intelligence. And our special guest today is Dr. Melissa Peet, founder of the Generative Knowledge Institute, who developed her methods through her research at the University of Michigan and teaches special workshops around Ann Arbor and really all over the world, helping people find their hidden sources of purpose, strength, and passion. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
How do we even begin this conversation?
Well, I think I should begin with describing what generative knowledge is. In any given moment, we take in about 11 million different stimuli, and we're processing it and we're responding to it, and oftentimes it's pretty stressful, but we're only conscious of 40. So what that means is that most of what we know and most of our resources, most of our strength, and most of our intelligence is actually unconscious. It's outside of our awareness. So we can sit there and reflect and try to get at it, but most people can't find it. And what I developed at the University of Michigan when I was doing my PhD research there was a series of methods that help us to find it.
Where do we begin that?
Well, it turns out that what people need is they need to actually sit with each other and ask each other a series of what's called embodied questions. So, for example, have you ever asked a child, hey, what did you learn at school today? And they say, nothing. Well, the reason they say nothing is because that question is what is called a disembodied question. It takes people out of their bodies, and it's really hard for them to identify. So instead, if we ask a question like, tell me about a time at school today where you felt really frustrated and challenged. If we ask that question, turns out our kids can tell us all kinds of things that they normally can't tell us. So I spent a good 10 years discovering the kinds of questions that get at all of this hidden knowledge. And then, in addition, the different ways we need to listen in order to uncover all of this hidden knowledge.
Hidden knowledge about ourselves or hidden knowledge about our kids when we're trying to get them to communicate, or other people?
Actually, all of the above. Most of what we know is hidden, but pretty much what everyone else knows is hidden too. And so when we learn how to ask these questions in a way that get at those hidden strengths and hidden sources of purpose and motivation, in the case of like college students, I've worked with a lot of first generation college students, groups that have a 50% dropout rate between year one and year two. And when they go through a process where they're asked what's called these embodied questions, and they can get at that knowledge inside that makes them whole, the retention goes up to 90%, right? So whether we ask it with our own kids, or we ask it with ourselves, or with our students, or even our workmates. I work with a lot of organizations that, well, most of us have had the experience of working on a team and being very, very frustrated, right?
Right.
And we're all rubbing each other the wrong way, and we don't really know why. Well, one of the reasons why is that we don't know what to ask of each other because we don't really know what each other's strengths are. So we're bouncing off each other rather than really collaborating and working together.
To me, it sounds like what you're talking about is self-awareness.
It's a form of self-awareness, but the challenge is that very few people can actually find and follow those hidden sources of passion and strength by themselves. You know, if they just go back into their own room and start journaling, most of us can't find it because it's hidden inside of the body. And so if I sit and try to reflect on it, I can't find it. So that's why we need a process of retrieval where we do that process with each other.
Can you tell us a little bit about that process?
Yes. And actually, I discovered this process when I was doing my PhD research, and I was really sick with lupus. And I noticed sometimes I would go in the classroom and teach, and after a two-hour session with my students, I would be in so much pain sometimes. The inflammation would be through the roof, and I'd have to go right to the ER. And other times, I would teach, and I would leave the classroom like feeling like better than ever, like I wasn't sick at all, like the inflammation went away. And one day I just had this question, like, wait a minute, I wonder if something's happening in the classroom that's making this difference in this level of inflammation. And what I discovered is that, sure enough, there is a huge difference. And the difference was in the way that I was asking the questions and the way that students were responding. So when I'd ask the questions that really get at this hidden body of knowledge, and it really requires that people answer in a very detailed way. We all have the experience of when somebody's talking to us and we feel bored, right? That's because they're talking to us in what's called a disembodied way. But we also have the experience of someone telling us a story. And all of a sudden, we're like really engaged. And we often have that listening to NPR. Someone's telling a story, we can't get out of our car.
Right, driveway moment, yes.
Right,
yes.
Right? Well, that's because in that they're telling the details in a way that's getting at that embodied knowledge. And when we listen to somebody do that, it activates our own. And so I just teach people how to do that very specifically and intentionally. And I actually say it's like teaching people how to find this particular radio station inside of them and inside of other people, and how to like tune to that station and activate it.
Are there certain questions you have to ask? Or, I mean, I find you have a very engaging, energetic delivery. So you, to me, are someone I want to listen to. Is it about your delivery or is it about your actual question or both?
It's about the series of questions, but it's also just as importantly, I teach people how to listen in a way. Because underneath those experiences that I get people to tell are these patterns and themes. And when those patterns and themes come forward, that's what actually got rid of my inflammation. That's what really healed my body, was the underlying hidden patterns and themes. And so it's not enough just to have the questions. You have to know what you're listening for. And that's what I teach people. And it turns out you don't need someone like me that's high energy. I have lots of people. This last workshop I did, I had a room full of mechanical engineers and accountants, organic farmers, and executive coaches and teachers and students, people from all walks of life and all different levels of energy. It really has to do with the questions that are asked and then the space that people are in and how they listen. So I teach both.
Can you give us an example of a question?
Well, so, you know, the introduction question, one of the is just, tell me about a recent experience where you felt fully engaged and alive. So that's a beginning question. And then after that, there's another series of questions. But if you ask that question, the engaged and alive, and you ask people to tell you three experiences, most people will have, if they, you know, the story comes in detail, underneath you're going to hear a pattern. And it's that pattern that when you hear it, you are going to feel a sense of aliveness in your body. That's completely natural. And it's actually more fun to interview other people, because you get to activate that aliveness in yourself just by listening.
How can people learn more about this?
Well, you can go to my website, generativeknowledgeinstitute.com, and I'm going to have plenty more workshops in October and November.
Dr. Melissa Pete, thank you so much for joining us and sharing your information here on 89.1 WEMU's Art and Soul.
Thank you for having me.